Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello, welcome to episode 132, the Happy New Year episode. A little late, it's been almost a month. Not my intention whatsoever. These things happen, and they especially happen in December, as you may well know. December. It was fine. It was good. I finished my Christmas quilt. I wish I had... Well, the man took a picture, and it's a nice, clear picture of the quilt, but it also includes, the cookie tins and beneath the quilt. You'll see what I mean. But you'll get an idea. The quilt, the Christmas quilt, my first big applique quilt, my only applique quilt. I've made an applique block. I loved it. I really enjoyed doing it, and I think I talk about it some in the quilt diary, so I don't want to belabor the fact too much, but I found that to be really fun. That's something, you know, I get every once in a while at Barnes & Noble, I will pick up usually art, I think maybe American Art or Art and Review. It's essentially, you know, it's an art magazine. It's really mostly about art auctions, but American Art, most of the art represented in the magazines is late 19th century through mid 20th century American art. And I love looking at the pictures, and I tear some of the pictures out, you know, for that day when I become an art quilter. But you know, some of the pictures I put them on my wall, and I like to look at them, and it's a good way to think about shape and color, sort of the more it's more realistic abstracts, you know, but that sort of period where realism was starting to dip into abstraction. I really like that a lot. And as a quilter, you can really see how you can make that work in an art quilt as opposed to having to be absolutely pictorially accurate. And so, you know, I'm looking at some of the pictures on my wall, and like, I can see how to do that. And that may be something I play with this year as a quilter. I have not listened to Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. I haven't listened to her most recent episode where I think she talks about this year's quilty resolutions. I have made a few. One is to finish my projects, my big blue and white mosaic quilt. Need to finish quilting on the Irish chain. This is stuff I've been saying for months and months now, but now I'm really resolved. So I have several projects I want to finish. I also want to be a bit more frugal this year. Yesterday, I went through my 2013 credit statements just to kind of get an idea of where we might cut back this year, where my spending is fine and on target. And I'll tell you what, I spent a lot of money on fabric and craft supplies, and I need to cut back a little bit. I don't have a huge stash, but I have some stash, and I think it'd be fun to work within some parameters, some limitations. So it's not to say I'm not going to buy any fabric this year. I will, but I have given myself a budget, which is not draconian, but you know, strict. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, well. Anyway, so frugality in quilting, using what I have, making do with what I have. We're going to see how that works out for me. Applique quilts, yes. That is where I could actually, because I like to draw. I draw fairly well. That was the interesting thing about my quilt patterns for my Christmas ladies, as the houses are called. I thought when it was all said and done and I put everything together, I think it was a very good pattern, and I really like how I like how the quilt looks. I like the pieces. But I can do that kind of drawing, you know? So I know there's more to it than that. Than just being able to draw a boot or a window. But I don't know. So I'm interested in pursuing that. And that would also use a lot of my scraps, and I am a scrap saver, so we shall see. I'll keep you updated on that. So those are my main resolutions for now. I don't have any big plans as far as, you know, quilty gifts. We'll see what happens. And I do feel like, you know, I loved doing the applique quilt, and I finished it the Sunday before Christmas, so it was done in time for Christmas, and you know, and it didn't feel like there was a lot of, you know, it wasn't like I was speeding through to get done. But nonetheless, you know, I don't like having big projects right around Christmas. And that, you know, I really long for a more simple Christmas anyway. And as the boys get older, I think that's going to get more possible. So, yeah. You know what I love? I love Thanksgiving. Whether we're here, at my mother-in-law's, at my parents', I think Thanksgiving is swell. Christmas, a little too busy for my taste. All right, I got lots and lots of comments. Now, I got a great and interesting comment from Sandy Caldwell, who is over at Quilt Cabana Corner, and she talked about the defense of pattern designers, because she does a lot of designing. And I'm pretty sure it's been a while since I've recorded the earlier, you know, Quilt Diaries, but I believe I address that and feel like Sandy made a very good point, but if I just did it in my head, go read her letter in defense, or her comment in defense of quilt designers. And it was well said, Sandy, well said. Heard from Shelley Bath and AJ Dubb. Heard from Sandy again, being very nice about my maple quilt, and I appreciate all the great comments, the very positive and life-affirming comments, quilt-affirming comments about both the modern maple and my paper piecing. Yay! That's another thing I got to finish up, and I'm excited about getting that finished up because I think it's so fabulous, and I have a wall in my bedroom where it will look great. Heard from Noni, Kelly the Fifth, Bermuda Girl. Heard from Margaret Kay, Pat Seeger. And Pat asked, was I the podcaster who was reading The Husband's Secret? Yes, I did read it, and Pat wondered if I liked it. I did like it. I didn't like it as much as, the earlier one, which was What Someone Forgot. I can't think of the character's name now. But anyway, it's what, Luann Moriarty, I believe, and, The Husband's Secret. It took me a while to get into The Husband's Secret, but I ultimately did like it. And if you like funny, contemporary, domestic novels, I would recommend it. Heard from Terry, and let's see, and from Tori. Heard from Brylin, Sue in upstate New York, and who echoed Sandy to watch the Carol Doak DVD about paper piecing, and I do have that DVD, and I will watch it. And I think, you know what, I haven't worked on my paper piecing really in about a month, you know, so I may need a refresher course. Let's see. Heard from Kate. It says, ooh, well, at the time of Kate's comment, which was December 10th, she was currently 9+ months pregnant, and says getting to the sewing machine is a serious challenge. Well, you know, I hope, Kate, by this time you've had your baby and are feeling good and getting some sleep and maybe even getting to the sewing machine. That may be still quite a serious challenge, but congratulations. And heard from Quilt and Jenny. Yay, and I'll be interested to hear more from Quilt and Jenny about her great holiday plan. Excuse me, I got a frog. Okay, I think I'm better. Anyway, so Jenny was the one who turned me on to the holiday grand plan post, and I will say that they were very helpful, especially just in the beginning. That was the things that I felt like I did really well this Christmas. Got my shopping done early, especially for faraway relatives. Got gifts mailed early, the out-of-town gifts, I think I had done by December 10th, which is really good for me. You know, what I would love to figure out how to conquer is just that last week of Christmas craziness. And some of that probably, my mother-in-law came, not for Christmas, but came and spent a couple days with us the weekend before Christmas. And when you have Christmas company, of course you want the house to be very nice. And part of, in this case, getting the house very nice was cleaning Will's room, because Melvin stayed in Will's room. And That adds a lot of stress to your life. But anyway, so, I was trying to finish the Christmas quilt and trying to get ready for Christmas and cleaning, doing a serious clean as opposed to the more casual cleaning I would have done if it had just been us. Although, I love having a clean house, so I don't begrudge having to get really clean for company. It kind of makes me happy. But anyway, the grand plan was very, very helpful. But I fear that nothing can save me from that last week. So, what else do I have to tell you? Oh, I got a nice email from Carol wishing me a happy new year. Thank you, Carol. Thank you for your comments. I love hearing from you. I feel really happy that in the last with the last couple episodes, I have heard from people who I haven't heard from before, so the long time listeners, first time commenters, that just makes me happy. If you want to comment on this episode, which, I really have no idea what I talk about. It was so long ago. It was another lifetime. It was another year. Comment. Tell me what I said. You can come to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. You can email me at f as in Francis, Dowell as in do well, fdowell@nc.rr.com. I love to hear from you. I hope you're having a happy new year so far. I hope 2014, I think that's what we're going to call it, 2014 is working for you. Don't forget, Downton Abbey starts on Sunday, January 5th, assuming I get this posted by Sunday. I'm going to get it posted today. I swear I am. So that's something. I hope it's better this season. I thought last season was lame. I'm actually watching last season just to remind me how lame it was. It was really bad. Just really bad plotting. Yeah. But I'm hopeful. And I know some of you in the UK have already seen it. So tell me if it's better. Please let it be better this season. And maybe next time I will talk a little bit about the books I got for Christmas and what I'm reading now. Oh, I know what the title of that book was. What Alice Forgot was the predecessor to The Husband's Secret. What are you reading now that you are really excited about? I am about two-thirds of the way done with The Goldfish Finch by Donna Tartt, which is really good, though a little depressing. Okay, let's get on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Thursday, December 5th, 2013. I don't believe I'll be posting an episode today, even though I am supposedly, reputedly, a Thursday girl. I just posted an episode on Tuesday, and this is my first quilt diary. Since then, what have I been doing? I have been cutting. Yes, I have finally started on my applique Christmas quilt, and we decorate for Christmas around here. Well, this year it's December 14th. So, generally about 10 days before Christmas, which nowadays is late. So many people are adopting the day after Thanksgiving. And I say, whatever your tradition, more power to you. I still don't like stores doing stuff in October, and I really don't like having the surround sound Christmas carols starting really mid-November. But I know for a lot of people, when you work outside of the house, it's like you gotta get your Christmas when you can. And I also think for adults, so for me, it's like, all right, Christmas is, gosh, it's less than 3 weeks away. And that seems like no time at all. For my children, it seems like years. So as an adult, I can also understand the impulse, like, let's get Christmas going because it's around the corner. But still, I still just like, I don't know. We put up the Christmas tree mid-December, like I said, about 10 days before Christmas, sometimes it's 2 weeks. And then we keep it up. We keep everything up till New Year's Day. So that's a pretty long time. The tree, by the end is often quite brittle and about to burst into flames. And all this to say, I've got about a week and a half to get this quilt done. Now, I'm like, you don't quilt applique quilts, do you know? I mean, no, you sew them and you put a backing on, but you don't really quilt them, do you? So that taking the quilting out of the equation, depending. Now, okay, so this is applique quilt. It's four Christmas houses, and I believe I have finished cutting out the little teeny tiny pieces for the first house. And because I'm doing all four houses together, there's a special way of assembling. Each pattern can be done just individually as an individual panel. But I want to go ahead and put this first house together to see if I'm doing it right. I think I am. What I will say is that I am using real applique scissors, which my mom lent me hers, and gosh, they're handy. I have to say that now because I went in search of real applique scissors, and of course you can get them online really easily, but didn't see any at Joann's, and so I just bought a pair of little fancy scissors. Not that I don't have like a dozen little fancy scissors all around my house. But I thought, well, these will be fine. And then when I went to Louisville a few weeks ago, my mom said, oh, I'm not going to use these for a while. She doesn't have any applique plans. So she loaned them hers to me. And man, they really, you're doing, especially on these little teeny tiny pieces I'm doing that have little curves and notches and just, curlicues, whatever. These are like driving a Porsche, as close to driving a 1964 Ford station wagon around the curves, just makes a huge difference. So I still am trying to figure out the design. If you've ever seen applique scissors or used applique scissors, I'm kind of like, why so funky looking? But it'll come to me eventually. Anyway, so I just started cutting yesterday, and I do think I've cut out all the pieces for one house. So I think this afternoon, after boys are collected and I've got to take Jack to get a haircut, I will start assembling. I hope. I don't know. My book club Christmas party is tonight. I'm getting really down on my book club. Just we lost two members. I know I've talked about this. Daniil moved. Liz is in England for a year. A new member who was an old member has come in, changed the total dynamic. She's a perfectly nice person. I know I've talked about this. I know I have. Perfectly nice person, but just loud, and we talk about her kids all the time. That's what we talk about in that book group. And usually our Christmas party is really nice, but usually it's at Liz's house, and Liz is in England. Her husband is a pretty top dog cancer researcher at UNC, and he is at Cambridge for a year. So they've all gone, the fam, and seem to be having a good time. Usually the Christmas party is her house, and everyone brings food to eat. And somehow I missed the last meeting, so I don't know how this got decided. We decided we're going to meet at a restaurant, which isn't the same. I'm sure it'll be fine. But also we bring, like, everyone brings a book, and we do a book exchange. I mean, the books are wrapped. They're supposed to be used, pre-read. I guess that's what we would say these days. I always hate that, like predeceased. Reading the obituaries, predeceased. She was predeceased. It sounds like predeceased sounds like, I don't know. It sounds really exceptionally morbid in some ways. But anyway, so pre-read books, and you wrap them, and there's sort of a Yankee swap, and then also gag gifts. So sort of two gift exchanges, and they're very fun, but I can't quite see doing it at a restaurant. I think this is all Lisa's doing. I do, the new old member, because it's kind of like, this isn't what we do. And maybe, if I had been there, I probably would have offered my house, to do a party in. But anyway, it's kind of a drag, and I don't really want to go, but I'm going to go. So I may not get as far on my applique quilt, on my work tonight on the quilt. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, you can tell I'm kind of irritated by it. I don't know. I think it's bad luck to call in sick when you're not sick, so I'm not going to call in sick. And then, let's see, tomorrow I'm getting my hair cut and colored, so, but I'll have some time tomorrow. I've been working on a PowerPoint presentation for these school visits. I've never done this, and I just learned how to put this stuff together a couple days ago. It's very easy, and I've been having a lot of fun. And I think the students that I'm visiting are mostly, I'm doing a 2-day visit up in Caldwell County, which is the mountains, and I'm visiting fourth graders. So I think the PowerPoint will be especially good with them. That's pretty young for me. Usually I'm more older, middle school. But they picked my book and they picked Devico, and here I go. And so I have been working on this PowerPoint presentation tomorrow, get my hair colored and cut, but hopefully we'll also have some time to work on this quilt, because really the 14th is zooming right up. Really, I feel like I need to have it done by Christmas. I can't, you know, it'll be interesting to see how hard it is. I kind of like, maybe it will be, and I still don't know. I have one of these plastic pressing boards that they tell you to get. I have no idea how, what that's for. I will find out, right? What is it called? I don't think it's called. I'm gonna walk right over here. I am in my sewing area, transformed back from Thanksgiving dining area. Yes, here it is. It's the applique. Yeah, it's called a pressing sheet. I don't know how that's used, but I will learn and I'll, you know, pass that on to you. You probably already know. I just think this podcast must be hilarious for some of you. Like, you're just always smacking your head all the time going, what is she talking about? What is she thinking about? I will say, I've already got a bunch of great comments on this most recent episode, the one I posted on Tuesday. And I did get one from Sandy over at Sandy's Quilting Cabana. And it was interesting because she talked about sort of my rant about the from episode 130, the rant that a lot of people found disturbing. I guess I don't rant much. I'm so calm and peaceful. I rant a lot in my head. But anyway, and, you know, Sandy publishes a lot of patterns. And in fact, she's the cover girl for a magazine that's out now. And I can't, it's like 100 Blocks. It's one of those kind of magazines. Anyway, go look. Yay, Sandy. But so she publishes a lot. And she pointed out this, when you are a quilt designer and you publish your patterns, it's not always the designer's fault if the directions are not good, or in this case, the verbal directions, the written directions, if there had been any, they were not there. It was a pictorial guide. And she said, you know, sometimes that the designers, that you don't have any say over that, how your directions will be presented. So maybe I should be more forgiving. Her comment was very kind to all involved, but just to keep that in mind, and that's a good thing to keep in mind, and I will. And Sandy also recommended that I write the magazine. Now it's McCall's Quilting, and it's from a back issue. I think it's 2008, but that is a good point in the future. If I find come across a pattern that is confusing, this probably is probably a good idea to email and say, you know what, you know, I don't know if I'm a newish quilter anymore. I'm less newish than I used to be. I'm a mediumish quilter, and I found this confusing. You know, maybe just to let them know. But you know, the only problem with me doing that is I find so much confusing that's actually quite straightforward. I may not be the person to make that critique. Anyway, other than moving forward on the applique and moving forward on the circle of geese, I'm very close to being done with all of that, and I'm looking forward to the quilting. Oh, and this is so sweet. I called my folks the other day. When I was in Louisville, my dad and I went to a quilt store to get my mom some border fabric. So this is a quilt for a quilt she'd been working on before she got sick for my Aunt Anne. And she's just, this was, again, she was in the hospital getting her last round of chemo, and but she was just determined as soon as she got done, she was going to finish that quilt. So she sent me and my dad off to the quilt store in Louisville. And I wish I could name it. It might be called the Cozy Quilt. It was a really nice store. And I took their card. And if I find it, I'll post it or post a link to the store. Because if you're ever in Louisville, it was great. It had a really, really nice collections of batiks, a room of batiks, beautiful stuff, a lot of nice modern fabrics and 1930, I mean, just kind of everything, and a really nice collection of books. And the people who worked there were nice. And anyway, so I was looking at books, and my dad was sort of like, well, what do you want to get? If you can get whatever you want, I'm paying, and, you know, being the nice dad guy. And so I was looking for the Angela Walters quilting book, and they didn't have it. They actually had, they looked on the computer and it said it was in stock, but they couldn't find it. And my dad said, well, give me a call. And let me know when you get it in, and I'll get it. Well, I'd forgotten all about that. I did get some nice fabric, just some fat quarters, really 1930s prints, very cute, that my dad got me. And we also got some really cool fabric for my mom's border as well. Not me, I did that with the help of one of the owners. And the quilt, my mom has finished the quilt top. She's feeling very good, by the way, and her blood counts are very good. And I could tell just talking to her on the phone. I don't know, maybe Tuesday. I think maybe it was Tuesday, or yesterday, one or the other. But she sounded, you could just tell, lots more energy, just sounded peppy. And she is in her sewing room and she is getting some sewing done. You better believe it.
But she said, "Oh, the quilt store called, and the Angela Walters book is in, and so we're Dad bought it, and it's in the mail." I was like, "All right, so that's very cool," because I actually was about to put that on my Christmas list. I'd sort of forgotten. I mean, I vaguely remember, but I'm like, "Oh, that's not going to happen." But guess what? It did. Thanks, Dad. So I'm excited, and I'm excited because with the Circle of Geese and my Irish chain. Red and white Irish chain. Well, no, the red and white Irish chain is pretty much quilted. It's pretty much designed. But so with the circle of geese, that's going to be a really good practice palette for quilting. The palette's not the right word, but it's going to be good for quilting and trying some funky stuff. Lots of negative space to quilt. Angela will be happy. So I think that's where I am right now. PowerPointing. Appliquéing, getting ready to travel next week, and then after I've almost done with Christmas lists and Christmas shopping for relatives, so that's my big plan on Monday is to mail all the boxes I have to mail. Won't that be nice? Like on December 9th, just to have that out of the way. And Saturday, that's the thing I was thinking about working on the applique quilt. Saturday, my friend Amy and I are going to Winston-Salem to meet my friend Danielle, who moved to Charlotte in August, and we are going to Old Salem and going to do Christmassy stuff and then have lunch, and then I don't know what else we'll do, and then Amy and I will come back. That will be nice. I've not seen Danielle since she moved. It's funny because even when she lived here in Durham, she lived 20 minutes away, and we really didn't see each other that frequently. If we saw each other once a month, that was a lot. And as a group, the three of us, these are Amy and Danielle are my friends who I met in prepared childbirth class when I was pregnant with Jack. So we've been friends like for 15 years. But even when Danielle was in town, I mean, really, if we got together more than we got together 3 times a year because we went out on each other's birthday. But beyond that, maybe 5 or 6 times a year, all three of us. And then Amy is even more introverted than I am. So she's kind of hard to get a hold of. Anyway, we're going to hang out at Winston-Salem on Saturday, but I'll be back around 4, so maybe I'll get some stuff done. Just thinking, thinking, thinking. Want to get this quilt done for Christmas, before Christmas, so we can enjoy it during the Christmas season. So that is it for right now. I will update you with my applique adventures as they come. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Thursday, December 12th, 2013. Will I get an episode posted today? I kind of doubt it. Maybe shoot for this weekend. It is the holidays. Who am I kidding? It's the holidays. So things are a little crazy. And this week is kind of crazy because I'm doing some school visits. I went up to the mountains on Tuesday, left here really early, went up to Caldwell County and did 2 days of visiting fourth graders who are uniformly delightful. Had a good time, made a little dough, came back last night, totally exhausted. Now, when I went up, I took all my Christmas quilt applique stuff, and I was like, I'm gonna get all my pieces cut out. All my pieces. Did I? No. I did get all, not all, I got some things done. So, of all the patterns I had ready to go, ready to be fused to the fabric, I got those fused to the fabric. I did get some stuff cut out, but you know what? These school visits, especially the older I get, they will wear you out. They are fun. I got great feedback. Everyone was really happy. I went up for the Caldwell County Little Read. This is something they do every year for the fourth graders. They invite an author to come visit, and the kids all read one of the books. These kids read Dovey Cove, which is good because it's a book set in the mountains, actually very close to where they live. And I had fun. The kids were, as I said, a delight. But it's exhausting. It's really, especially for an introvert, because I put out a lot of energy when I'm up there talking. I did my PowerPoint presentation. It worked. Now, I got a lot of hints from my friend, the children's book author, Barbara O'Connor. If you have kids 9 to 12 or grandkids 9 to 12, I like her books a lot. I'd recommend them. And she has a bunch. But she does a lot of school visits. And so she actually, it was very helpful, did a blog post Did I tell you this already? I might have. I don't know. I'm telling you again. But she did a blog post and said, here's what you need. And if you're going to do PowerPoint, here's what you need. And I followed her advice. Although one thing she said was, you know, get your own projector. And I didn't do that. And that in my very last school of the day, their projector didn't work, which is okay because I've done these presentations for years and years. So I don't need the PowerPoint thing to make them happen. It wasn't like all of a sudden I'm like, I'm lost. I just did it without illustrations. But I could see where just having all your own stuff would be best. So depending on what my schedule is like in the fall, if I end up doing a lot of visits in the fall, I may invest in my own projector. But it all went well pretty much, except that my remote control clicker did not work. It worked at home, it did not work there. So something happened between here and there. Anyway, so it was all good but exhausting. So when I got back to my hotel room on Tuesday afternoon, I took a nap and then I got up and I did some ironing, I did some fusing. Walked down to the Sagebrush restaurant and picked up a Caesar salad with grilled chicken. Came back, did a little cutting, watched The Descendants. I think that's the third time I've watched it. Have you seen that with George Clooney? Really good. Really good movie. Really liked it. Hence watching it for the third time. I just checked it out from the library. Alexander Payne, who directed and I think wrote the screenplay for The Descendants. It's an adapted from a novel. He has a new movie out called Nebraska with Bruce Dern, and it sounds great. There are so many movies I want to see right now. I want to see that. I want to see the new Coen Brothers movie. Of course, now that I've said there's so many movies I want to see, that's all I can think of. But there are more. Oh, the new Judi Dench movie with Steve Coogan, which I believe is called Philomel. So there's several. I don't know how many I'll end up seeing in the theater. I hope at least once. I love seeing movies in the theater and really never do. And now my friend Danielle has moved to Charlotte and she was really the instigator getting together for the movies. But, oh my goodness, I'm wearing homemade socks and I just realized I have a hole in my sock. Time to get out the darning egg. So, did not get as much done on the Christmas quilt. Now, here it is Thursday. I have another school visit tomorrow down in Carthage, North Carolina. It's only about an hour from here. And I'm just going for the afternoon from 12 to 2. So very easy. Should be fun. I am very well practiced. But, of course, I will come home and be drained. And then we will go get our Christmas tree and watch Elf. Will has completed the Christmas movie schedule. We are good to go, starting with Elf on Friday night after we buy the Christmas tree, but don't put it up. We'll decorate on Saturday. So this afternoon, I have a couple hours before it's time to pick up boys at school. And my plan is I need to finish the background of the Christmas quilt. I have two of the panels done. I need to do two more. They're very simple to do, essentially building the houses. And then I need to attach the snow and attach the sky and various other things. But I figure that my goal is to finish all the houses today. And then tomorrow night while we're watching Elf to cut out pieces, and I will also do that tonight as well. By the way, Hancock's versus Joann's. Do you think it's just a store-to-store thing? I've always gone to Joann's, but there is a Hancock's really probably equidistant from here. Just a touch harder to get to because the highway, the state highway is 15501. To get on 15501 going south is very easy. That takes you to Joann's. To get on 15501 north, we have a really short exit ramp or entrance ramp onto 15501 north, and it's scary sometimes. The worst time, I was going to Charlotte and left after dinner. I think this was when Jack was in fourth grade, and he was in a music group at school, and they had a performance the next morning in Charlotte. So, and he took the bus, and the fourth graders stayed in a hotel in Charlotte, the ones who were involved in this program. He was in chorus. And that was all very exciting. And I went to stay with my mother-in-law, Melvin. And Melvin and I got up the next morning to go see the show. But anyway, that's why I left after dinner to go to Melvin's. And it was raining and it was foggy. And the traffic was just like, I mean, and this is 55-mile-hour traffic. And you have like 10 feet to get on the road. And there was almost zero visibility. It was terrifying. So that's one of the things, that terror kind of keeps me away from Hancock's. The absolute, yeah, just abject terror of trying to get onto 50 and 501. It's not always like that, and I can also take a much longer way to get to the next exit down, and that is a very long entrance way. I keep saying exit, but it's really an entrance, and very easy. So sometimes it's worth the extra 5 minutes it takes to not be afraid of dying every time I try to go north. Any event, went to Hancock's because Joann's no longer carries steam to seam, I think at all. But what I use when Jay and I did applique, an applique block for the sample quilt that we will one day finish, because now I know how to paper piece. Yay! That is actually one of my goals. This is, oh man, I could go off track here. I will try to remember to come back. Sandy's New Year's quilty resolutions, Sandy over quilting for the rest of us. I have some this year. Whether I'll remember to talk about them, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever, my brain's going to be able to bring me back down this road, but maybe. Anyway. Okay, see, now I've even forgotten. What am I talking about? Oh, yes, that's one of my goals for 2014 is to finish my sampler quilt with Jay. So when we did an applique block, I got the steam to seam 2. Double-sided fusible webbing stuff. And I liked it, and I had some left over, and it came in sheets, and, you know, like 8x10 or whatever. And so when I started this project, the Christmas quilt applique, that's what I had, and I used what I had, you know, tracing all the patterns, and then I ran out. So then I got this, it's like easy seam stuff, E-Z, and that's what, because Joann's no longer carries in the store the steam to seam. So I got this other stuff. And I was a little concerned because it was really cheap. And sure enough, so, you know, I didn't like it for many reasons, including when I finally tested it out the other day, I could not, I could tear off one side of the, you know, the paper, but not the other. And I think that's just using cheap stuff. I thought I had recalled seeing steam to seam at Hancock's. So I went up to Hancock's on Monday. And they do have it, although they sell it by the yard. So they have a roll of it. So you take it up to the fabric counter. And so I got, I can't remember now, maybe a yard and a half, something like that. And then, but you just get one long strip of it. And then you have to cut it yourself. But I'm glad I did, because it is much better than this easy seam stuff. But the thing about the Hancock's, this Hancock's, I had been a couple years ago, and it wasn't very nice. But they've renovated, and I went up. This is not the first time I've been since they've renovated. I think it's the second time. It's much nicer. And, of course, unlike Joann's, it seems that it's really fabric. It's, and sewing accessories and fabric crafting accessories, but it's not all kinds of crafts, just fabric stuff. They don't seem to have as much junk. I remember a few times I went way back in the day, and it was fabric, but it was also like junky lamps and junky furniture, and that seems to be gone. It seems to be pretty focused on fabric and sewing. If there is, I haven't explored the whole store, and there is a back part, so maybe they still have some junky stuff, but it just is much nicer. It's much neater. The two times I've been in, it's always in order. They also, by the way, they sell Mary Ellen's Best Press, both in the squirt bottle and the larger, just the, you know, refill bottles. So that's exciting, because I've not seen it at Joann's. I know you can buy it online at Joann's, but, and the, it's a really good price, too, for the refill, especially with a coupon. So excited to see that. My Joann's is really depressing because it's always a mess. You know, they, of course, you know, it's Joann's, and they sell a lot of, excuse my French, but crap. Not necessarily the fabric. They're getting in some nice lines of fabric. You know, so, I mean, some of it is not nice, but some of it is nice. But then there's just all the other stuff. But the one I go to, the way the whole store is set up, it's like it's too crowded. There's always just, everything seems, I don't know, maybe I'm just going on Mondays when they haven't had a chance to clean up after the weekend. But it's just, it's always a mess. It's depressing. There's never enough people working the cash registers. But I do wonder if it's just a store-to-store thing. And it depends kind of on the manager, and that you might go into some. Joann's, and they're really nice and clean and just feel bright and you're happy to be there. And there may be some Hancock's that are really cruddy, and it's just a managerial thing. I don't know. But I have to say, I am inclined really to point my business to Hancock's more than Joann's. Just a very different experience. And the people who've helped me there seem to know a bit more what they're doing. Although I should say, there have been a couple Joann's, like when you're getting fabric cut, they actually seem to sew and know something about fabric. So anyway, just thought I'd wonder where you go. And if you make a choice or you just go, well, wherever you have coupons. The great thing about Hancock's, too, is they honor Joann's coupons. Woohoo! I'm sure Joann's honors theirs as well. But yeah, so it's interesting. I feel like I'm making a change when I'm buying cheap stuff. I'm going to Hancock's. So, oh, New Year's resolution. See, I came back, not beautifully, but came back. I hope, by the way, the sound, I'm looking at my little battery thing, and it's at half mast. So I hope the sound quality is still good. I really don't want to have to record this all over again. But I do have some quilty resolutions. I'll have to post them over with Sandy. But one of them is finishing stuff up. After years of never having projects hanging around, I have a bunch, including the Block of the Month quilt my mom and I did through Grandma's Attic. I think we did it through Grandma's Attic. I have, I think, four more blocks, so it's not a huge, big deal, but it needs to be done. Got to finish quilting the red and white quilt and sample quilt. Sampler quilt with Jay. That's getting done this year. All right, it's 1 o'clock. I am going to go work for the next couple hours on my Christmas quilt. Will I post this episode tonight? I wouldn't count on it. But if you're listening to this, I have posted. So you don't need to count on anything, do you? Because it's already been counted. It's already been posted. You're not... Yes, the wish has been fulfilled. Whatever. Okay. Now, here's the question. Am I ending here? I don't know. I guess not, because I might have something happen this afternoon that I just have to tell you about. So I'm not going to end here. I'll be back one more time. Bye. All right, quilt diary day, whatever. Maybe day 3, possibly. Anyway, it's Sunday. It's December 15th. The man just went to church. I'm still on my jams. I worked really hard last week, and I'm still tired, and I'm trying not to get a cold. I think Will has a little bit of a cold. I think everyone has a little bit of a cold. I can deal with a little bit of a cold, but that is it. Anyway, obviously, I did not get this posted on Thursday. I'll get it posted one of these days, but I'm here to talk to you to continue along the lines of we don't know what we don't know. Remember, I talked about that, I don't know, last week, the week before, as I was learning about paper piecing. Now I am learning about applique. Now I've done some applique. Jay and I did applique together on our quilt sampler quilt. That was a little while ago. It was, if I recall correctly, fairly simple. So the applique I'm doing for this Christmas quilt, I think anyone who has applique experience would not consider it complicated, but I am fairly new to this. Now, I was thinking, if you're a newish quilter, you really need to stick with me, because I will make every mistake in the book, and then you can learn and not make these mistakes. Not that I've made wild mistakes as of yet. Made a few, just, you know, of the along the lines of, you know, like I'm with this quilt, it's houses, right? It's four houses. I think, according to the pattern, I think they call them the Christmas ladies, and I've started thinking of them as the painted ladies just inadvertently, and now that's kind of stuck. That has certain connotations that aren't actually Christmassy, nonetheless. So anyway, so it's like, in the construction, I put the bottom floor on the top floor and had to rip out and start again. Made those kind of mistakes. Have not made huge mistakes, but still, we don't know what we don't know. And so when I bought this pattern, or these patterns, it's a set of patterns, one of the things they suggested you get is an applique pressing sheet. And so I got one. As seen on TV, it says, its packaging says. I have not seen this on TV, but mostly we just watch ESPN. So there you have it.
Yes, applique pressing sheet. And it doesn't really, the thing about the sheet is it doesn't really have directions. It has no directions, quite frankly. It's almost like this is only for people who have used applique pressing sheets before, not for you new people. So, but I thought, well, ultimately, if I can't figure it out, I'll go onto YouTube and there'll be something. What happened was, so I'm just sitting here putting little pieces together. I haven't actually committed little pieces to the constructed ladies. So the houses are constructed. The top and bottom have been put on. The snow on the bottom, the sky on the top. So we're ready to go. We're ready to start appliquing. And I was like, wow, this is a lot of little pieces. Am I going to be sewing around, you know, all the little pieces? And so I happened to pick up just a random sheet with directions, they're called. Here's the thing. All right, so I've got four patterns bought separately to be put together. So you can just do one lady, or you can do all four of the ladies. So I got four separate patterns, and it did not occur to me. Here's another thing. If you're doing a pattern like this, finally yesterday I punched holes in every piece of paper that came with these patterns and organize them in a binder, and my life has been much easier ever since. I have been keeping each pattern in its own little bag, which is organized of me, but not really practical. So I've done that. Anyway, so you get four sets of directions, right? And set of directions if you're doing individual ladies, and then the set of directions if you're piecing them all together. Well, I was like, I picked up a set of directions for an individual ladies, and it's walking you through it, and it actually had directions how to use the pressing sheet, which is you have in this pattern your placement sheet that shows you how to put, so piece of paper, that's confusing to use sheet, pressing sheet and placement sheet. So you have just a pattern, right, that is for placement, where you put all your tea tiny pieces to make your stoves and your stables and your sleds and your presents and your rooftops and your birds perched on the windowsill, all of these things. Well, what you do is you put the little tea tiny applique pattern pieces on your placement page, and then you put the pressing sheet over it, you see, and then you press. And it sticks everything together. Nothing sticks to the pressing sheet. And then you can place your conglomerate of tiny pieces, your conglomerates, plural, of your aggregates of tiny pieces to where they go on their ladies. Boy, that sounded weird. You know, so it's like, so right now, I'm working on the stove with the plate of cookies. Here's another thing. We don't know what we don't know. As we're reading directions and we're new, I bought a certain palette of fabric for this, mostly batiks, which is great for first-time applique because you don't have to spend too much time worrying about right side and wrong side of the fabric. I know that those of you listening who I hope are not smirking, because I feel you all are kind and would not smirk. I have children smirking at me, no smirking, but perhaps a little bit of eyeball rolling is going on right now. Like, yeah, really? Not obvious to you? No, so little is obvious to me. That can be good sometimes. Anyway, so you've got this palette of fabrics, and they're saying, cut this out of light brown material, cut this out of light beige material. I love that, the light brown and the light beige, and then the tan. Yeah, that's going to get us back to our modern maple quilt there. Anyway, and you realize that some of the fabrics, so the cookie, somehow I had cookies, this sort of glob of cookies, cut out as the same fabric as the walls of this room that the cookies were being placed in. I'm like, that's kind of weird. So I had to recut. I've had to do that a couple times now. I'm getting into really tiny pieces, and this is frustrating. I have run out of I've been saying steam to seam. I think it's steam a seam. Yes, and I've almost run out. And I still have a few patterns to cut out. Yeah, not a ton, just a couple pages to cut out. And it's Sunday, and I don't shop on Sunday. That's one of my things. So, yeah. But that's fine, because I have lots and lots to do.
But anyway, so I'm having to go back to the light box to trace patterns because I have to get the colors right. So all of this, but I'm learning, I'm very excited to have stumbled, and it was a stumbling onto these directions that tell me how to use my pressing sheet, because that's going to make my life easier if I can just stick my pieces, my little tea tiny tables and birds and cookies and teapots onto a sheet of paper with a pattern and then press over it. So I guess actually what I have is it's the pattern guide, the placement guide, the pressing sheet, and then the pieces. I believe that's right. Yes, that is correct. So this is fun. This is fun. This is, I feel more confident at this point. Like, oh yeah, now this I can do. So I'm going to get on with it. Yes, I probably will have more. This could be a long, long episode. This episode could last months. I just don't know. But hopefully it won't. And hopefully I will make some good progress today. We are also in the middle of decorating the house. We got our tree up yesterday. I'll post a picture. It's a pretty tree. It's got some kind of holes in it, but that's okay because we have enough chunky ornaments to fill every single hole. I was texting with my friend Daniil, my friend who moved to Charlotte, and they were putting up their tree too. And we were talking about how one day when the children were gone, we would do these fabulous designer trees through our tears. But right now we got the janky tree, but it's fine. Although the children are already complaining. It's like, why aren't there any presents under the tree? I'm like, I don't know. Have you done your Christmas shopping? Go buy some presents. Yes. But then, so that is up, and we got that up right before the Carolina game. Carolina played Kentucky. Will was so excited because my parents went to Kentucky, and he knew, and he felt very strongly Carolina was going to win, which they did. And then he got to call up Pop and brag. Yeah, it's a lovely, lovely trait. Let's call up and harass and harangue the grandparents. Anyway, that's all we got done. So today I will be working on this, and I will be decorating. And oh yes, the request for Christmas cookies. Yeah, my work is never done. But one other thing I want to tell you, which I'll probably end up telling you again because I will have forgotten that I've told you, I'm reading a really good collection of essays by Anne Patchett. It's called This is a Story of a Happy Marriage. And you may know her from Bel Canto, and I think State of Wonder was her most recent novel. I loved both of them. I think she's a wonderful writer, and she's a wonderful essayist. So I got this out of the library. I am, here it is, you know, what, 10 days before Christmas, and all these books I've been wanting to read are coming in, that I've had on hold forever, are coming in from the library. And then I'm going to get my Christmas books, and there's not enough time in the day to read and quilt and, well, pay attention to your family. Okay, I better get back to the quilting part. More soon. Bye. Quilt diary day. I'm really not sure. Because you know what? It's January. This whole episode is full of, well, I'll probably post this tomorrow. I'll probably post this episode tomorrow. I'll post it in a couple days. And here it is. It's January 3rd. What's going on? I don't know. Christmas always kicks my butt. It just does. It does. But anyway, I'm just actually adding this little part, this little last leg, to give the episode a sense of closure and to say goodbye. And then I'm going to go record the beginning and start all over. And then it's a brand new year, babies. It's already a brand new year, but you know what I mean. Anyway, okay. So, Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you, I hope, next week. Are we making promises? No, we're not. Fingers crossed. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.